Let's bring on our next guest. I am very excited to bring on Seth Goldman. He is with us. He is the CEO of Honest Tea. Now, Honest Tea, Lee, Honest Tea's been around for a while, right? It's been around for almost 10 years, oh, maybe longer than 10 years. Just say yes.
13 years.
See that? I was glad we included him at some point.
I remember when it first came out, and Lee, you know I'm passionate about tea. I have my thoughts about tea, and you know that I take tea seriously. And what did I tell
iced
you about
tea? You like iced tea, not
right? Not tea. I like iced tea. What did I tell you about my what my new favorite drink is?
The Honest Tea, some half and half of
that
something.
Half iced tea, half lemonade. So
it's lightly sweetened.
Yes, and you know how I feel about lightly sweet drinks.
And it's got to be real sweetener.
And this guy, Seth Goldman,
he broke the code.
This is the what was that movie with? Da Vinci Code? That's what it was. Yes. Yeah, he broke the code. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Great to be with you guys.
Seth, you've got quite a story. I will tell you that it's an amazing story.
He's the third guy from Yale that's come in here with the tea product. Weird.
Is that right?
No.
No.
We don't get anybody from Yale here.
Seth, now, a very interesting story how you came about in terms of founding Honest Tea with your professor. It sounded like a Tuesdays with Maury story, and and it seemed like you know, you were going in a different path, and then kind of made a turn and said, you know what, I'm gonna create this product, and it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be consistent with my message and my philosophy on life, and you seem to really combined all those things, and it's a success story. How did you do it?
Well, it started with the fact that we were thirsty. You know, we really were. It felt like there just weren't drinks out there that quenched the thirst we had. And you know, it's funny. Whenever I tell it, it sounds just as you two were talking. It was very characteristic of what I heard other people saying, that, you know, I just don't like all that sugar in my drink. And so back in 1997 when I I certainly felt that way. And the more I talked to people, the more I kept hearing other people say that. I'm like, this is wild. All these people feel like there's too much sweetener in their drink and nobody's done anything about it.
Now, why not just dilute it? Why not just, because that's what I did. For instance, my favorite drink was Snapple peach iced tea. And I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's too sweet. I'll just dilute it more. And
yeah, but it's a little challenging to do if you're on the go or for convenience. So that's certainly as a starting point. That's certainly the idea behind it. But if you're at a deli or wherever and you're buying it, you know that's not exactly the easiest thing to do. But then from there, you know, so the founding idea was around a less sweet drink, and then the more we looked at both the bottled tea industry and what was going on, we realized that that most of the bottled tea on the market wasn't really tea. We could talk about the orange juice industry and everyone's selling Tang. You know, they were
right.
making using powders and syrups and mixing it with water and calling it tea. And it didn't have the real taste of tea. It didn't have the health properties of tea. And as a result, because they were using a much lower quality product, it had a much harsher taste, and as a result, they had to sweeten it up a lot to make the taste workable. And then, you know, a few years later, everyone's sort of looking. We got an obesity crisis in this country, and one of the places where people are getting a lot of their calories from is from bottled beverages.
Now, are you having this conversation in your head? Like, you know what? This is like, this is an injustice. Like, it sounds like this. You know, this
is. No, it really did start with the fact that I think my bladder drove this more than anything. It was like, you know what, I'm thirsty, and there's nothing here that
that you can find that's going to be worthwhile your taste
buds.
Yeah,
you're so making, that was that.
Are you making test batches in your kitchen?
Yeah, we were. So we were making product in our kitchen, and what we found is some of the varieties worked well with a little sweetener, very minimal sweeteners. Others, you know, needed more, and so we started by making, this is my co-founder Barry and I, making enough different varieties that we felt there was something that sort of satisfied our thirst that worked without a lot of sweetener.
Now,
and then we just kept, you know, refining that.
Now, this is interesting to me only because you're a smart guy. You went to Yale, you went to Harvard. You're around smart other smart people. But I didn't see anything like you're not like a chemistry major. You're not like it's not like a laboratory you have. You're like you're a bright guy. But I'm like, how are you putting this together?
Well, that's the funny thing about it. No, I had zero beverage experience except for the fact that I drank beverages, which I would say to assume most people I could claim that qualification. But, at its heart, it's a pretty basic business, right? You're taking tea leaves, you're putting them in water, and you're sweetening them. So it wasn't something that, we weren't launching a, biotechnology company here. We were just, so we were able to learn. Break these things down into pretty basic components. Okay, well, you got, you need to find a place to get tea leaves. You need to find a place to buy glass. And you need a production facility. So there's a lot of hard work that went on between that thought and actually making it into a business. But it wasn't, one of our strengths going into this was that we weren't from the beverage industry. So we didn't sort of go to the quick and easy solutions that most beverage companies do.
Right. So now you come up with a batch that you kind of like, or you probably really like, and you're like, we got a couple of flavors here we really like. And so now how do you put this together to go in front of Whole Foods to go and go and say, hey, I'm going to bring this in and check this out. What do you think?
Yeah, we made five batches, put them in different varieties, put them in thermoses, and had an empty, an empty Snapple bottle we put a label on. We got an appointment at the local Whole Foods buying office. So they were responsible for 17 stores here in we're based in Rockville, we're based in Bethesda, Maryland, but it was just up the street in Rockville, Maryland. And went to the buyer and said, we first had looked at all the products on his shelf and said, here's all the beverages you have, and showed them. They're all really in the 80 to 120 calories per serving.
Right.
And then you've got a whole bunch of watery drinks that have no sugar, no flavor. And we want to offer you this product, Honesty, which is unlike anything you have, and it's right in the in a different spot. And so he agreed and recognized there was a part of the beverage shelf that we were addressing that was. But then the question is, well, are people going to buy it? And so he was willing to try it. He was willing to put it on the shelf, but it wasn't at all clear that consumers would be interested in it.
Right, and then of course they were. Because they were buying it.
They were, but it wasn't an overnight thing. I mean, what's exciting about your show and so many others now is that people's, health consciousness has been raised, and they are reading labels more. But back in 1998,
right,
it was a different world.
Exactly.
Easy to forget that now.
Yeah, it was different. And I'll tell you, and to find the lightly sweetened drinks and to come up to combine the flavor. And to also probably find the space on shelves, I'm sure that had to be a very difficult journey to get space in Whole Foods or in other
anywhere. it is a very tough business. It's basically a real estate battle that is fought on a daily basis because the products sell through, and so every day that battle has to be fought anew. You have to go out and protect your shelf space, and we were very fortunate that we had consumers who were, from the earliest time, who were loyal. We did tons of sampling in the beginning. We got people liking the product, and they would go to the store, and if they didn't see it, the stores would hear about it. They'd say, where's that Honest Tea? I like that. And so the stores had got, we got our consumers to train the stores to protect our shelf space.
Well, something happened recently. Something big happened with Honest Tea, because I will tell you, that I've been following you guys for a long time, but something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the plastic bottle, but somehow I got a hold of a whole nother world of Honest Tea, and it was the half tea, half lemonade. It was the mango. It was the pomegranate blue, and then I'm like, holy smokes, something's going on here at Honest Tea. I don't know what's going on here, but they've been.
You're seeing it in more places, is that right?
Yeah, I was seeing it in places like Publix, and I was seeing it in places like Kroger. And
I'll tell you what happened. First of all, I'm glad to hear that because it has been such a struggle to get the shelf space. And earlier this year, we sold the company to Coca-Cola. And so what's happened is that our product is now getting distributed all around the country in a way that we dreamed about 13 years ago, but we, to be honest, didn't have a way to make happen. So for me, this has always been about making healthy organic drinks available to a wider audience. And so the fact that you're able to see it, the product in stores like Publix and CVS and other stores where we just hadn't been before, is helps, you know, confirm for me that this is what we hoped would happen.
Right.
But now you have a really clever name, Honest Tea, obviously, Honest Tea, and it's, you know, kind of a healthy product. Do you feel kind of constrained by that, that now you're stuck with only tea products?
No, that's, you know, not constrained. For us, that has always been, it's always been about, you know, wanting to create something that's authentic, organic, and if anything, it's a good protection to make sure that we won't do something or you know, should the brand end up in, you know, other hands, it won't be made into something that isn't what it stands for. So, you know, we were the first to make organic bottled tea. We've always been committed to lower calorie drinks, and those are, that's part of what we think is as an honest product, and so. Especially where you look at a company like Coca-Cola, which has gone through their whole learning experience around New Coke, you know, where they tried to make a reinvent a product that had already been popular. We're confident that
there's, you know, not going to be a new Honest Tea. There's not going to be the Honest Tea Classic.
The new Honest Tea, yeah, or the Dishonest Tea. Yeah, no, that's
Dishonest Tea. I like that. That's a good one.
No, not from us.
Now, Seth, are you constantly working on new products? I know recently some of the first original ones are no longer in production, and now you've come up with different ones. And I will tell you that the ones that you've come up with, this half tea, half lemonade, I don't know who did this, but this is magic. Magic.
Well, thank
this is
you.
My favorite drink. You have surpassed Snapple. Snapple is now,
wow.
I don't, it's half tea, half lemonade. But I will tell you, I don't know what's going on with the distributors. I don't know if they're teasing me, but they put out just enough for me to buy like 12 or 15 bottles at a time, and then I have to wait a month to get another 12
or
15.
You have to do what our consumers did early on. You have to train the store. They have to understand, I've got this guy who's going to, I'm going to hear from if I don't have it on the shelf. And really, we're still such a small company that, you know, that kind of support from consumers is more powerful than anything we could do. We're too small. We can't be on all the shelves where...
Seth, it means,
you know,
I'm going to have to go Jersey style down here in the South. I'm going to have to get,
don't
bring
be
back
afraid
my...
To be a little... Don't be afraid to demand your rights.
I'm going to have to do it.
For the tea. But, no, it's neat that I'm really glad to hear that, the Half Tea Lemonade, we just brought out last year. That's been getting a great response. And we just brought a new product out this year, which is a zero-calorie lemonade made with organic stevia.
Now, how are you doing with that? Because I know that's kind of – I know that originally you wanted to make sure that you weren't using the high-fructose corn syrup, but you're using stevia. So you're not getting into the aspartame, you're not getting into the sucralose area.
Yeah.
That's a big thing
so
for you.
Really,
you want to make it healthy.
It's one of the first organic beverages, sweetened with stevia organically. And this, what's funny about this, you know, we've been making tea for 13 years, and my wife has been a loyal consumer, and all of a sudden this lemonade is all she drinks, and she's going through a few cases a week, and I said, wait a minute. What about the tea? So it's surprising how quickly this new variety is catching on. I just read this morning we just won a food award from Health Magazine, so we're just getting a lot of for that lemonade. So it's really getting a lot of.
I love the campaign that you have on your website, which I think is fantastic. Lee, they have a campaign where they go into each city, and they put the Honest Tea out. And they put a thing to put a dollar in. They make each bottle a dollar, and they see, like, who's honest. Like, there's nobody working the stands, and they have, like, remote cameras.
It's like a lemonade stand.
And then they measure and then they measure the honesty of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta came in,
really,
I think, at 89%. But that's really a great idea. Really cool stuff. I think that's a fantastic marketing campaign. Seems like
we've been having a lot of fun. You know, our marketing is very different than most companies, so we do things differently. We actually just last month we released our first official rap video. If you go to justdrinkorganic.com, you can view it there, and I'm in it, so it's not.
Well, Seth, this brings me to a moment where I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think I've got a great commercial for you guys to run. Tell me what you think of this. You've got Elliot Spitzer, Charlie Sheen, and Arnold Schwarzenegger together.
Well, it sounds like you and Lance Armstrong might work too.
Yeah, maybe even now. Not, right, now I may have to bring Lance Armstrong into this commercial too. And you have Elliot Spitzer, and he's sitting down. And Elliot Spitzer, since his story came out like last year, it's not really a big deal. But they're all sitting down, and, you know, Charlie Sheen walks in, and, you know, of course, is winning. He's like, come on, really? Are you really winning, Charlie? And then all of a sudden, they start drinking the honest tea. And then who walks in? The governor. And he's all sweating, and they're like, Governor, you look a little thirsty. And then in the background, you have on the Billy Joel Honesty Song, Lee. What do you think of that?
I think you should stick to your doctoring.
You think I should stick to my doctor job? I don't know. I thought that was pretty good.
I think that's fun. I think there's something there.
I think there's something there. I don't know. Maybe Trump might, you know, next year for the Celebrity Apprentice, maybe they may pull out a an honesty.
The honesty is a lie detector.
Yeah, exactly.
Make you a
make
truth
you honest.
Teller,
make right, you honest. Make you honest. Well, it's a great product, Seth. I think you're doing great, great work, and I am so fortunate. Please, whatever they do, the reason why I'm having you on the show today is because I don't want them to pull that half tea, half lemonade off the market. I need
no,
that.
No, just keep I need asking that. For it.
Yeah, I need that on forever. That stuff is really good, and a lot of your other products are really good. I haven't tried the limeade yet. I'm interested in checking that out. That has not hit my stores yet, but I'm sure that's going to be.
Yeah, that one isn't in distribution yet in the South, so hopefully it'll get there. But the lemonade is. Do seek that out because that one's getting a great response.
Well, you're on to something here, and continued success, and we'd love to have you back on the show. Let us know about the new flavors, anything that comes out. Use Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy as your platform to getting out new products, right, Lee?
That sounds fun. Yeah, I'd love to.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Have a great day, Seth. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Have
Bye.
A great
Take
day.
Care.
Bye.
That is Seth Goldman. He is the CEO of Honest Tea. Go check them out at honesttea.com. And if you go check them out on Twitter, at Honest Tea as well. I've checked them out there as well. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Do you
at
follow him?
DrFitnessandTheFatGuy.com. I don't follow him. I follow Honest Tea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, follow them.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a cool product. I love it. Nice. And I'm sure you're a big supporter of them pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Right? They're part of the Coke family.
Exactly.
You're a big Coke family guy.
Yes. But I wish they'd use that high fructose corn syrup that I like so much. I think they're missing out.
They're missing out when you take away that high fructose corn syrup.